Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. I show up to a school board meeting at Chandler Unified School District, and I go piece by piece through exactly what is happening in school boards across the country. And you can do it, too. You can run for school board. You can show up. You can do FOIAs. I implore you to do something about what is happening in education in our country. I play my speech later this podcast. And if you want to support our mission to reach millions of young people, maybe you say, Charlie, I want you to show up to more school boards. If you do, go to charliekirk.com/support and support us. Maybe you say, Charlie, I want you to speak out more about these issues. charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Connor for supporting us from Arkansas. I want to thank Reagan for supporting us from New Jersey. I want to thank Will for supporting us from Pennsylvania. And most of all, I want to thank Teresa for supporting us from Tennessee. God bless you guys at charliekirk.com/support. It means the world when you guys get behind us. And we have some new monthly supporters here that I do want to mention at charliekirk.com/support. Joyce from Brentwood, thank you. Susan from Stockton being a monthly supporter, thank you. And William being a quarterly supporter at Baltimore, Maryland, charliekirk.com/support. You can email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
You may have heard that I am recently married, and every married man knows that while it's the greatest gift, it's also a big change. I'm joyfully adjusting all the habits I've formed as a single man, all the way down to my sleep schedule. One part of this married man's routine will remain exactly the same, though. Want to guess what it is? Every night before I go to bed, I take 2 capsules of magnesium, breakthrough by Bio Optimizers. Don't get me wrong, I'm not taking any old generic synthetic magnesium pills. I only take magnesium breakthrough. Why? Simply put, there are 7 unique forms of magnesium. By leveraging all 7 forms in each capsule, I'm able to experience magnesium's deep restorative sleep benefits. If you're having trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, try magnesium in your nightly regimen and be amazed how much healthier your sleep patterns become. For an exclusive offer to the Charlie Kirk Show listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Then use promo code KIRK10 during checkout to save 10%. Or just search Magnesium Breakthrough and Bio Optimizers should be your first search result. Don't forget KIRK10 to save on your order. Hello, we are here from Dallas, Texas at the Young Women's Leadership Summit. Brought to you by Turning Point USA and our amazing team. We'll have 2,500 young conservative women from all across the country here in Dallas, Texas, the largest event of its kind. It's been amazing seeing it grow throughout the years. It started as, I think it was 75 young conservative women. That was in June of 2015, 6 years ago. And now we are here in Dallas at a very big resort with 2,500 attendees. Only in America is a story like that possible. So last night I decided to do what I have been telling you to do. Last night I decided to show up to a school board meeting. Like you, I have been really upset about the rise of critical race theory in our country. Like you, I have been upset there has not been enough dramatic action to call out the administrators, the teachers, and the school boards that have allowed this insidious and racist ideology to be taught to our children. And so living basically out of a suitcase, but spending a lot of time in Arizona and paying a lot in Arizona income tax and employing a lot of people in Arizona, I felt a moral obligation to show up to a school board meeting. So I did a little bit of research, and someone who listens to this podcast or maybe listens to us on AM 960 The Patriot sent me some information about how Chandler Unified School District was putting forward equity programs, about how Chandler Unified School District was putting forward these programs that were teaching children to hate themselves and hate the country. Now, it was very interesting. I'm going to walk through the entire narrative of what happened last evening. Because every single person who is out there and is uncertain about what their children are learning, that might be angry about what's happening in the education that your tax dollars are going towards, you need to hear what I went through last night. Because there's nothing special about what I did last night. I'm not doing this as some sort of self-congratulatory exercise. I'm doing this to demonstrate a point. I'm doing this to demonstrate to you that you can show up at school board meetings and you can make a very significant and serious difference. So Chandler Unified School Districts, for those of you that do not know the geography of Phoenix, Chandler is what is what's called the East Valley. It's near Gilbert, near Mesa, in the southeastern part of Phoenix, not far from Tempe as well. It's not far from our Turning Point USA headquarters. Chandler area is upper middle class. It's somewhat diverse, but it would be best described as a regularly sleepy part of Arizona. For them to be putting forward these sort of equity measures is bizarre and unusual. So it started last evening. Let me just tell you from my arrival. Here's the first lesson that I learned about school boards. They love to have arbitrary rules and administer them for reasons to try to prevent discourse, dialogue, or disagreement. These people worship process. They live for process. If you go a minute over your allotted speaking time, they will bring in the SWAT team. And so you had to get there at a very specific time and sign in at a very specific time and fill out your name and your placard. And to give the Chandler Unified School District credit, they allowed that process to unfold. They allowed me to register and they allowed me to get a certificate to actually speak. There were a lot of parents there. So as we were waiting, it was only 111 degrees outside or whatever it was in Phoenix. I think it was like 105 yesterday. The energy and the enthusiasm amongst the parents that were waiting to try to speak against critical race theory was an energy that was organic that I have not seen since the Tea Party movement in 2010. I kid you not, there were 70 and 80 year old grandmothers that were coming with homemade signs that just say no to critical race theory. There were people with their own homemade shirts that say my tax dollars will not fund hate. Now, it was very obvious who was trying to argue in favor of the critical race theory racist ideology. They were all wearing two masks and they stood at least 35 feet away from everyone. God bless them for being there. They have a right to talk about how awful their ideas are too. And so eventually they allowed us in, and my friend James T. Harris, who's also a local radio show host on a wonderful station in Phoenix, was also there. And they let us in at a very specific time, and you had to sit in a specific chair, and you walk in, and then the school board is sitting all there. Now, the dynamics of the room, I think, are intentionally intimidating. What they do is they have the school board elevated up about 6 or 8 feet above you. You're not at eye level. No, it's almost as if you're testifying in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. And if I were to make one aesthetic difference, aesthetic is not the right word, structural difference to how school boards are laid out, no school board member should be sitting above the people that pay their salary. You see, very few people would actually notice this, but when you walk into the room, they're sitting, your eye levels are about at a 45 degree level. It's intentionally trying to be as if you're being interrogated. I am above you because I am on the school board. Now, I noticed this and it didn't faze me, but you could see a lot of the parents that were there to speak. We're a little bit nervous, and I have to say the parents who spoke yesterday in Chandler were so courageous, they were so clear, I was blown away by how phenomenal their arguments were. And so then comes the point for public comment. And the public comment time comes, and the woman, who seemed like a nice enough person, but she was doing the bidding of the teacher unions and the critical race theorists, she goes on this diatribe. And this was so ironically poetic, I couldn't have made it up. She says, you know, in this school district, we are not going to be discussing critical race theory tonight, and we aren't teaching critical race theory, so some of you might be confused. And I kind of chuckled because I know exactly what they're teaching at Chandler, because parents have decided to do the four letters that can break the back of tyranny in America. FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. So we had the goods on them despite them lying to the taxpayers of Arizona. So this woman goes on there, and then a state representative gets invited up to speak, and I don't remember her name, and she only had a minute, and she said, thank you so much to this wonderful school district for all the great work you're doing. I am here to just reinforce that we want to continue to have equitable treatment. And she said equity three times. I just smiled, and everyone around me smiled, because there they are saying that they don't have critical race theory, and then they are using one of the words that is embedded in critical race theory, this word equity. You see, what they're doing here is no different than money laundering. They're doing linguistic laundering. They're taking a word and making that word not mean that original definition anymore and saying, well, we don't have critical race theory. We just teach exactly what critical race theory is, but we don't call it that. And the parents were on to them. I got to tell you, there is nothing like a ferocious mother who then screams at a school board member because their child is being taught to hate themselves because of the color of their skin. It was magical. And so public comment began, and I want to play you some tape from that public comment throughout this hour, and I'm going to play you my speech as well. But before I get to that, I just want to reinforce this point. These school board members looked intimidated. They looked scared, and they should be. My favorite part of the evening is when one of the people that had the opening comment after the Pledge of Allegiance, they said, we're not really used to having this many people show up. And I smiled. I said, of course not. Because all of your dirty deeds have been done in the cover of darkness. No one's actually been here when we gave you the trust, we gave you the millions of dollars, we gave you the authority, and now you're going to have to do this while we look you in the eye. You see, they're used to being able to have their treachery and their deception, their dual-mindedness, their lack of integrity. They're not used to the word that the American system allows for, but too often citizens have not used, and that is accountability. And they only allowed 25 people into the meeting, and there were hundreds of people outside that wanted to go into the meeting. Hundreds. And if we would have turned on the jets, we could have probably had 1,000 people there. At a school board meeting, when it's 105 degrees outside in Chandler, Arizona, there's something happening here. I'm going to play you some of this tape throughout the hour where parents and citizens and taxpayers are saying, I'm not going to take it anymore. The new terrain and the new battleground is in school boards across the country. And I could tell you, based on my frontline report yesterday, we got them on defense big time. It's a day to celebrate for many Americans, but Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. In fact, many bad outcomes in America are driven because a father is not in the home. But there's hope. A powerful new film, The Streets Were My Father, features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men. It's a story of fatherlessness, gang life, prison life, and the power of God to change lives and transform lives. To see this important and inspirational film, go to salemnow.com. It's a film that will move you and change lives. Go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. It's a terrific film, salemnow.com. So I'm going through last night when I showed up at the Chandler Unified School District. So producer Connor got there early and we had it all. I just got to say, the parents that helped the entire thing happen is absolutely inspiring. And I didn't know really what to expect or what to get into. And these are process first people. So you show up and you fill out the card and you're let in, and they don't even let everyone in. And the energy was incredible. And as I mentioned, when you look up at the school board, they're seated at least 6 feet above you. So you have to look up to them and they look down to you as if we are their subjects, as if there's some sort of court, as if there's something largely exceptional about their existence or what they do. I think that whole model needs to be completely abolished. They should look eye level. In fact, if there's anyone who should be looking down at them, it should be us because we fund them. And so it goes through this entire diatribe where they lied to their taxpayers. They're saying, oh, well, we don't have critical race theory. We don't have any sort of this training in our schools. So let me tell you what's happening. The reason why we showed up, not just because I wanted to learn for myself, not just because I've been telling you guys, our audience, to do this, and I never want to tell you guys to do something I'm not willing to do myself. One of my biggest critiques and criticisms is talk show hosts that say, oh, all this stuff has to happen, and then they just kind of disappear. I want to be in the trenches with you guys. That's part of what makes our program different, and that's what we do every single day at Turning Point USA. So at Chandler Unified School District, this woman, again, she seemed like a nice enough person. She went through this diatribe of how they don't have critical race theory in their schools. And then they have this legislature come up and say, I'm so glad you guys have all this equity training. Like, okay, well, that's a big incredibly ironic. Let me just read for you just a couple of the seminars that happened last week at Chandler Unified School District. How about this? Addressing implicit bias for student excellence. So what are those two words, implicit bias, mean? Implicit bias comes from this idea of critical race theory. Implicit stereotyping or implicit bias or having a pre-reflective attribution of particular qualities has never been proven. It's never been proven through any sort of clinical, psychological data. It is completely speculative. Now, the most famous implicit bias test came from Harvard, and then UCLA did one. But implicit bias is essentially saying we can map the unconscious. We can map that which we cannot fully understand is purely and completely speculative. It is not based on data. So this idea is that if you are a white person, whether you realize it or not, you're actually a racist. Your existence, your speech, your decisions are all being driven by a power grab. This is what they are doing, addressing implicit bias for student excellence. They're teaching that at the Chandler Unified School Districts. How about this one? Our world, our youth, engaging students in social justice through service learning. Now, any of you that know those two words, social justice, you know those two words are linguistically laundered for the purpose of putting forward equity training. We're going to get to equity in the next segment where this comes from. How about this one? Want to create systemic change? Change your leadership thinking. Hold on. Since when does the school system of the United States, or Chandler, which is a largely used to be conservative area, since when is it the mission statement of a school system to get their children to want to create systemic change? How about this? This is what the mission statement of Chandler Unified School District should be. We want our children to be able to read, do math, basic arithmetic, and develop people of strong character. Want to create systemic change? Do you know what that really is after the words have been linguistically laundered? How do we create angry activists at Chandler Unified School District? That's what that means. How about this one? It's all about culturally responsive strategies, effective strategies for engaging historically marginalized students. They're so careful in the words that they use. So then they say, well, you see, we had and they literally called it a CUSD Summer Equity Symposium. That word equity keeps on emerging time and time again. Equity is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It is a Trojan horse. It is a Orwellian newspeak tactic, a friendly enough sounding word designed to deceive and gaslight parents into comfortable complacency. And in the next segment, I'm going to play you exactly what was said by myself, because I had a chance to speak, and from other parents who are now pushing back against this cultural blitzkrieg from people that want to fundamentally transform America. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and more. HR manager salaries are never cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain all of your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, there are no hidden fees. Cancel anytime you didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Kirk right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Kirk, spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Kirk. Bambi.com/Kirk. The new front lines to take back America are in the school boards. I went last night to speak at a school board more than anything else to demonstrate and to prove to you that anyone can do this. So here's what I learned. They will try to intimidate you through process. So do your research. They work for you. Number two, go with other people. Come with them and just don't go alone. Get there early is what I also learned. Right, Producer Connor? Get there early. You got to block off a lot of time. And even though you pay their salaries, does not mean that if you do not follow their arbitrary and particular and specific process, does not mean that they're going to let you in. And then once you get an opportunity to speak, once you get an opportunity to let your voice be heard, let it rip. The floor is yours. Now, they only gave every single person a minute, and I tried to fit as much as I possibly could into my minute. So let me just play you some of the other clips that were happening throughout the evening. Parent after parent, including students, came up and spoke against equity and critical race theory. And if you're listening to this, maybe you're on WABC in New York City and you're driving right now on Fifth Avenue, or maybe you're in Long Island, or maybe your child goes to Jericho High School and you say, man, I want to be able to do that. You can. That's what I wanted to prove. And guess what? For all of you tyrants out there that are on school boards, I'm going to start randomly popping up at school boards all across the country. Maybe you are at District 214 in the suburbs of Chicago and you think you can pay teachers $144,000 a year, which they pay them, by the way, and keep schools closed and mandatory vaccines and masks on and push forward equity. And I used to go to District 214 when kids didn't talk about race and people got along rather well together. Maybe I might show up at that school district. Maybe I might show up in Carmel, Indiana. Maybe I might show up in Raleigh, North Carolina. Maybe I might show up in Fort Collins. You know, you never know. Maybe it might be Peoria, Arizona. Maybe it might be Litchfield, Arizona. You guys can do this too. There is nothing magical or special about what I'm doing. I just happen to look up online where it is, and I blocked off my calendar, and I had to basically take a red eye to be here today in Dallas. But it was worth it. And I learned a lot, and I want to just play you a little bit of the flavor and the spice and the energy, the enthusiasm, the organic, robust momentum that I am seeing on the ground floor of parents that are rising up and they are saying, I will not have my child learn these insidious ideas. Let's play this one. Let's play cut 66 of a parent speaking against critical race theory at the Chandler School Board, saying, quote, we do not want people to succeed by taking from one to give to another, and that in the real world, you do not get a raise just because you earn it. Now, this parent, God bless this parent, because it's so intimidating to speak there, because you have these, quite honestly, narcissists that are literally 6 feet above you, and they just stare at you, right, Connor? They got the scowl. It's so intimidating. So God bless these parents for doing that. It's not easy, but you can do it too. Cut 66.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Christine Scanlon. I am a parent of two CUSD students. A wise person once told me to remember that I am my child's only advocate. I am the person who's going to stand up and stand behind them always. Well, this is the time now. I am no longer going to sit and be silent and stay away. This is my first board meeting, probably many more to come. while you talk about how critical race theory is not being discussed or implemented in the schools, you can call it critical race theory, deep equity, social emotional learning. It's all the same. They're just synonyms.
30 seconds.
Okay. Do you want all our children to succeed? Absolutely. Do we want them to achieve this by taking one to give to another? Absolutely not. Everyone has the right to an education. It's what they do with it that counts. In the real world, there are no participation trophies. You are. Sorry, I'm nervous. You do not receive a raise or promotion just because. You must earn it.
It's well said. So there are a bunch of parents that showed up on their own time, and a lot of them said, I've never been to a meeting before. And again, I want to reiterate this point. One of the board members, she said, we're not used to having this many people show up. Of course not. What is done in darkness will come to light. And this entire school board system was built on one word, and that word is trust. The common denominator of every single parent that spoke at Chandler Unified School District last night was that we trusted you. We gave you money. We gave you power. We let you do this. And I was going to soccer practice or going grocery shopping or raising my kids. And I wasn't showing up to these meetings. And you abused that trust. You abused that trust because you thought that you knew better than us, that you could bring in these ideas without alerting us. A young student spoke last night. Let's go to cut 69, and this needs to happen. Parents, if your kids are being educated, bring the students, because it's a showstopper. Cut 69.
My name is Hiram Wilkins, and you just saw my mom talk. I think that going to school is, I'm supposed to be learning English, writing, math, like, to help me for my future, and learning gender and sex and all that stuff is up to my mom, and I think that I don't think that the CRT is correct. I don't think that should be taught in schools. I have cousins who are black and white, and
30 seconds.
That doesn't change who they are or like it doesn't make him worse or better. And
God bless that kid for speaking. Another clip I want to play here. Let's play cut 67.
Most kids are just that, kids. They are not racist just because of the color of their skin they were born with. It is racist in itself to even make that accusation. Why would we accuse them all of cruelty to children of another color and make them go through training when a majority of them never spent a day in their life looking at others as anything different than themselves? We should also go through, should we also go through nerd training? I know plenty of kids who are bullied and harassed every day for not conforming to the social norm. Should we go through band geek training for the kid who gets made fun of for carrying his tuba across class or the campus? Where does it start? Where does it end? You can tell people to be kind, but you can't control everyone's thoughts and actions. As a whole, our kids are resilient, smart, kind, and accepting. Equity training and critical race theory are teaching them to hate one another. Just as the board hates certain members of the group that attend their meetings, the board is teaching hate and divisiveness, calling parents words such as homophobe and transphobe and racist.
This woman is exactly right. That mother is spot on. Do we need sensitivity training for anyone that gets bullied for having a high IQ? We need nerd sensitivity training because that's a top probably form of bullying that's out there. And so then I had a chance to talk, and I got to tell you, doing radio with you guys and having Mr. Gordon in the ear, 1 minute, 30 seconds, it was very helpful for the 1 minute of testimony that I had at the Chandler Unified School District yesterday. So I got to say, being able to say a lot in a short period of time and land the plane, as we say, it's almost as if I've been practicing for the last 9 months for this. So it was, I was able to say a lot in a short period of time. I will say this, I got a little bit, I got fired up, but I think it was righteous indignation. Because these people were lying. I wasn't yelling, but I was definitely trying to raise the intensity level. And this video is going viral on Instagram. It's on pace to hit, 700,000, 800,000 views? It's almost at 500,000 right now. We're going to get this on YouTube. And I want you to listen to this in full. And if you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, you guys can go back in the feed. And I apologize, we can't play the clips. That's how it is today. Let's play cut 70, which I had a chance to speak at this school board. Again, I'm no one special. Anyone can show up here. I'm only playing this clip so you can hear the argument that I make. And then you know what? If you're listening on WABC, we just got an email from a listener from WABC, freedom@charliekirk.com. Or maybe you're listening in Spokane, Washington, or in Vegas, or you're listening in Dallas or Atlanta, maybe in Riverside, AM 560 or AM 960. And you say, you know what? If Charlie Kirk can do it, I can do it. That's the point I was trying to make last night. Cut 70.
Good evening. I'm an Arizona taxpayer and employer of over 100 people in this state. I'm disgusted that you are lying to the citizens of this state and the people that pay your salaries. You say critical race theory is not in the school district, and then moments later, you have someone come up and use that word, equity. Just last week, the CUSD Summer Equity Symposium was held, and it was, quote, to create systemic change, change your leadership thinking. How about addressing implicit bias for student excellence? If you know anything, just a little bit, about where these ideas and these phrases come from, you know that this is stomping on the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. This is a racist, vile, and evil ideology that has infected this once great school district. I implore every single member of the school board to actually learn what you are supporting. Equity means redistribution. If you care about skin color, you are a racist. That is a bigoted and awful idea. It is against who we are as Americans. I implore this school district to reconsider. Thank you.
So I tried to fit the most I could into 1 minute, and there's a lot there that I want to continue to build out and explore to you, and that is that word equity. We get a lot of questions about what is equity? What can I fight against it? So here's what's happening, everybody. We are winning, and we're in kind of a metaphorical war against the racists, the Nicole Hannah Jones, the Nathan Bedford Forrest, the John C. Calhouns, the KKK types that are educating your children. And so then they decide that they're going to change their words. So we're on to them. So they went from critical race theory and racial sensitivity training, and they linguistically laundered it, no different than Marty Bird in the show Ozark, and all of a sudden it comes out as equity. Well, now we're smarter than that, and we're going to dive into where did this word equity come from? Well, it came from a singular essay in 1968 that said social equity for systemic change. And my friend James Lindsay, who's amazing, author of the book Cynical Theories, actually called him on the way to the school board. His IQ, I actually think, is 285. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met in my entire life, and he's got courage, and he's doing something about it. I love James Lindsay. And he walked me all through, and I knew a lot about equity and where it came from, but he just blew my mind with just five or six levels deeper of that. And I want to tell you where that is because it's very important. Because what I saw last night is what's going to happen next. So trust is one of my favorite words in the English language. It's something that we use quite a lot. So the word trust originally comes from an old Norse word, which means troust, which means strong when you fall. Basically, it comes from this idea that to make one strong and safe or to rely on. We have trusted our school boards and our education system to people we thought had our best intentions at heart. But similar to a virus that was in our country before we realized it, these school boards were infected by parasites who wish to teach your children a series of ideologies that are so harmful to who we are as Americans. Ronald Reagan famously said, "Trust, but verify." William Shakespeare probably had the best quote on trust. "Don't trust the person who has broken faith once." Well, that's exactly what's happened with these school boards. And the common through line is these parents that are testifying and they're rising up is it's that parents trusted these administrators and school board members were teaching and doing the ethical and moral right thing. And this real energy and enthusiasm that I have not seen since the Tea Party movement and parts of the Trump movement, but this is different. This is just so organic and it's so focused. It's focused on very specific action. It's something that I think must be harnessed for the better. One of the parents last night at Chandler Unified School District said, "Chandler Unified School District has lost 2,000 students in the last year. People are voting with their feet. People are saying, I'm not going to send my kids to these schools anymore, these government schools." And you could do that too. But you know what's so amazing? These parents that have pulled their kids out of these schools were still showing up to speak. Because they said, as long as I exist and I pay taxes, even though my kids are no longer in the school district, I care about the well-being of the other kids and I care about the well-being of our nation. And so even if you do not have kids in the school system, even if you do not have kids currently in Chandler Unified or Peoria or in Scottsdale, you should still show up. Now, they try to find a reason on process to try to discontinue these meetings. But I can tell you that when these tyrants and these autocrats and these sociopathic, unimpressive, hyper-aggressive administrators who sit on these boards actually have to look at the white in your eyes and not just read some angry email, things will change. There was an unmistakable message sent to Chandler yesterday, which is, if you keep this up, we are not going to stay off your case. If you keep this up, we are not going to stop showing up. We're not going to stop protesting. We're not going to stop putting up signs. And one of the parents yesterday, this sweet guy, he said, "You know what? I just came from the Chandler Unified Administrative Office and I spent 6 hours there. And I filled out a FOIA request form for every single employee in Chandler Unified School District." In fact, another parent testified yesterday. I think we got that thumb drive, didn't we? We get that thumb drive? This other parent said, I spent 7 months getting every single email and curriculum in Chandler. They said I had to bring my own printer. Literally, this is the type of process stuff. So he comes in with his own printer to the school district and he has every piece of curriculum. And I can tell you right now on charliekirk.com, we are exclusively going to break all of it. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. Democracy dies in darkness, as some paper would say. What is done under the cover of night and treachery and what serpents do will not survive and thrive as long as there are people that believe in truth and bring those things to light. And that's where you come in. And that's why this summer, the summer of victory, as we push back against mandatory vaccines and push for transparency in our elections and push for transparency and action in our school boards, real action, I'm telling you right now, they are worried. They are worried that real people that never have been involved in this sort of thing called politics before are starting to have energy and enthusiasm. And this is something we can win, and it is the most important fight. The fight for our school boards is the future of our children. The fight for our school boards is a fight for our morals and our values and our country. And we're going to win. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. We are here in Dallas with 2,500 young conservative women. tpusa.com/YWLS. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.